Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
All right, Huskies Drive Time here on this May the 20th. Glad to have you with us on the Dirk side and on Huskies Drive Time. Wes Fromm back in our studio. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
Good morning, Dirk. Doing well. You?
I'm doing well, and we're talking about off-season stuff with Michigan Tech Athletics. For the most part, all of the athletics seasons are over with. School is out for the main school year, but still lots going on, isn't there, Wes?
Yeah, there is. A lot of our athletes still around taking summer classes and helping out. We just had a group of athletes go down to Marquette for the Fuel Up to Play 60 event, that NFL Play 60 type event, and I think local dairy companies were involved in that as well, and just trying to get kids to stay active. And so they invited all the fourth, fifth, and sixth graders from around the UP to take part in that. And we had, I think, seven or eight of our football players and one of our women's track athletes go down and volunteer for that and take part in that. So they're doing things like that. Blizzard Chief Husky was down there as well. And we've got another event coming up here a week from Saturday with our Hockey Spring Carnival event that's going to be kind of geared towards kids as well and community engagement and getting people out and excited about Tech hockey, and you know, just thinking about Tech hockey in the off season and chance for kids to maybe go out and interact with some of the players. And I think almost all of our players for hockey are still around here in Track A, so I think they even might put Jamie Phillips in goalie gear and let kids shoot on them, so
which is cool. That's something kids will be
pretty fun.
Usually, you know, what's interesting about that whole event, Wes, is usually it is discouraged for kids to bring their hockey sticks to play floor hockey at the SDC, but not this time.
Not this time. Yeah, we want it's going to be a hockey only event, and so we want kids to bring their hockey sticks. We'll have the floor of the ice arena open. There's no ice, obviously, and they'll have opportunity to be down there playing some floor hockey. I know some of the other players will be doing some drills, you know, teaching them maybe how to shoot and those type of things, and then they'll get a chance to shoot on Jamie Phillips. Of course, we'll give out posters, and they can get autographs and those type of things as well. And you know, we're gonna do the bounce house thing, and then the big thing, obviously, free food. We're gonna do some free food for that. Now we'll have hot dogs and popcorn and pop for that, absolutely free. Just a chance for families to get out and enjoy. You know, maybe they haven't been to the ice arena before or haven't been around Tech hockey to get a flavor for it. And ultimately, we want people to buy season tickets. That will be the last day that you can get the discounted season tickets, $225 per seat. Just over $10 a game for reserve seats for Michigan Tech hockey before it goes up to $300 for after that. So, great opportunity for families to come out and check things out, and going to be a fun day.
Well, I know a lot of people have already capitalized on that great deal for the hockey tickets. I've talked to quite a few people. Some that didn't have season tickets last year have bought them already for this coming season because of the great discount there. And, I mean, even at $300, it's still a great deal, but at $225, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, there was quite a few people that had, you know, half season tickets as well, and it's not a huge jump to get full season tickets at that price. So hopefully, folks are thinking about that as well. And I mean, if you're a Tech hockey fan, this is a great way. You get your tickets now. You don't have to worry about, you know, where you're going to get tickets, standing in line on game night, and you know, walking into the game late. You got your tickets. Walk on up, get to your seats, and enjoy the game. And obviously, as we saw last year, we've got a lot of great teams and players coming in here. Michigan's coming in this year, and we'll have Minnesota Duluth in this year, along with, you know, the league, which proved to be as good as any league in the country almost last year. So it's going to be a great year of hockey, and if people get an opportunity to get their tickets, they should do that now. We got just a couple of weeks left to get them at the discounted price.
All right. Well, we have a lot more to talk about, I should say, here on Huskies Drive Time. Thanks again for tuning in. 25 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's check out a weather forecast. We'll be back with more. Huskies Drive Time continues right after these.